Hi, this is Farrah over with Best Pop here at Stagecoach 2018, and we are here with the lovely Brown and Gray.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
How you doing?
How's it going, y'all?
As you can tell, there's a lot of personality here, and I love it. It goes right in hand with their music, which if you haven't heard from them, please look them up, Brown and Gray. They are awesome, and they do have one new song, which is...
Well, we have Top Down is out right now.
Just say the set list.
Yeah, do you want to hear our set list?
Top Down is our song out right now.
We have not confirmed the second single yet.
No.
But Top Down is out, and we will be...
And then, okay, I'm going to bring out some big guns here. This has been the one that has gotten most of my artists when I've asked this. Dead or Alive, if you could collaborate with any artist, who would it be and why?
Dead or Alive? No, we got to narrow that down. That's not fair.
See, I'm telling you, it makes it... he had an easy one.
See, Dead would be Michael Jackson and Alive would be Trisha Yearwood.
See, there's two answers. That works perfectly.
Okay.
All right. See, we've nailed it. Nailed it, guys.
Dead would be... Yeah.
Oh.
I was going with that one.
Yeah, I thought you were going to give me another answer there. I was like, wait.
Prince.
Oh, okay, there we go. And you are wearing purple. I wish you guys could see what's going on right now. The energy is amazing.
The energy! Boom, shake, shake, shake.
I don't mind at all. It's very entertaining. All right, and then here's another one that is kind of not a normal one for you guys. Zombies are taking over the world. You can listen to one song and one song only. What is it?
It would not be a very good soundtrack for that. But What a Wonderful World.
Mine would be...
I know.
Mine would be Mr. Bombastic by Shaggy. Mr. Lover. Man, loves the zombies walking around to Mr. Lover. Mr. Lover.
I think that he definitely...
How do you deal with this all the time? Like, it's amazing, but like...
This is... He wakes up like this. The afternoons like this. The evenings like this. It's this. I actually am very much like this, except for when I'm not. So I understand it, relate to it, and have grace for it when I don't have patience. But you put him with one of our other collaborators, Brad Chrysler, and it's a nightmare. It's a wonderful nightmare. The songs are heavenly. The end result is heavenly, as I can't wait to share with you. But the process is a little
human?
Bit... Yes, you are my favorite human. But I think sometimes the ones we love most get on our nerves the most.
Oh, truly. That is...
And like, if you're in the mood for it, it's wonderful. If you're not in the mood for it, just go back to London for a little bit and then come back.
I hate him so much that I love him.
Isn't that how it always
is,
though?
But no, there's no hate.
He caught me on a peak.
It's annoyance.
And then, for you guys, what is a milestone that you guys believe you've already accomplished and something that you want to still achieve?
Today.
Today is a huge accomplishment. We worked really hard for today.
Main stage, right?
We just started playing with a full band 2 weeks ago. We met them 2 weeks ago in Nashville because all of our sets so far have been acoustic. We only have one song out. So, you know, it's frugal of us to keep it acoustic when we can. But being able to play out with the band and the preparation that went into getting ready for Stagecoach made Stagecoach as amazing as it is. Not that... I mean, Stagecoach is amazing anyway, and having the opportunity to perform here is amazing. But I think the build-up, the lead-up, the preparation for that 25-minute slot that we had today just makes it so rewarding.
Yeah, we worked so hard. You know, it's great to take it out of the rehearsal room onto a stage in front of people that have heard it before and people who haven't. Yeah.
And then we see what people react and respond to.
Yeah. Sorry. No, look, we're good. Yeah, we got a good response. Nobody said that. Your kid fell asleep, though, didn't she?
My daughter did. She fell asleep. I'm like, Dawson, how did you like the show? She's like, I slept through it. My mom's like, she's your kid. Because when I was little, I slept through Brad Paisley and Kenny Chesney. And we were like in front of the subs. I don't know how it happened, but I was little.
That's next level,
and I think
though,
music relaxes me. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm comfortable. And then
yeah. She was in the sun, actually. She was like, what happened?
But we also, I had her here last night. So she watched Keith Urban until Brothers Osborne came out. She's
daughter that is 6 as well.
Aww.
It's a cute age. It's really cute.
You bonded.
We did. I felt it right here.
I don't have a kid yet. Maybe I could have one and come back and all bond together.
Age would be a little different, but I think the connection would still be there.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there something that you guys do to prepare before you go on stage, like a ritual or something?
I usually like strip down to my cacks and just pray.
You pray naked? Is that true?
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
Neither
or
can
or
I. I don't know.
Here.
I think he might. I mean, are you? Do you really do this? I have not witnessed him naked praying.
And this is someone who knows you, and she's having a hard time believing it.
I poop. I get nervous.
I think we all poop. I think if we don't actually get it out, we feel like we need to.
Right. Hence the song Out of My System.
Out of My System. That's really that reggae record that you may or may not have heard earlier. That's not about that at all.
I can't tell
you what I don't do. I don't have dairy. You know, like I don't have certain things that are gonna upset my stomach or make me gassy or anything, right. You know, where you have to burp. That's the worst thing. Like when you're trying to sing.
So has that happened before?
Oh, several times. At Stagecoach, no, thank God. Because we don't do dairy and beans pre-show. We do all the beans after show.
Yeah. We never pooped ourselves on stage. So.
You know, high five to that.
Yeah.
That's an achievement. The milestone thing?
Have you ever pooped in public outside of on a toilet?
Actually, I farted today and it threw me off. I went, it's about that time to go.
I was in a Goodwill once, and I started smelling something, and I thought, no, something's wrong.
The wind
and
was
no,
wind.
No, and I looked, I kind of looked up, and there was a woman, an older woman in a gown, and she was had her gown up, and she was squatting, and she was taking
oh
one
my God.
Right in the middle
laying
of the Goodwill.
Laying a bit of piping right in front of you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys.
Dropping the kids
yeah,
off
it was
the
a lot.
That is... Okay, a little off subject, but let's make this a final question for these guys. We've learned a lot more than I anticipated, you know, gas habits and all. what is it that inspired you guys to become artists?
I don't think anything inspires you to become an artist. I think you are artistic or not. I think that different people deal with different things different ways, and sometimes people throw themselves into their art, and I think Sam and I are just naturally those people, you know.
I'm just really bad at math and science and English, and I'm not really very good at football, so I just played the violin as like an extra curriculum thing at school. It was like free, so I'll play the violin, and then play the guitar to meet girls, and absolutely loved it, and then just wanted to do it ever since.
The girls or the music?
The music and the girls. Sexual theme.
It seems to keep going that way for you. I mean, it just keeps just doing a little zigzaggy thing towards that. But you know, I like where the conversation has gone with you two. You know, actually, it's been very, very entertaining. I'm not going to lie. This has been the most entertaining interview I've done in quite some time. I'm fully enjoying myself here. but guys, if you have not looked up Brown and Gray, please, please look them up. If you didn't learn enough stuff about them here, listen to their music. Maybe it gives you a little bit more inside info on some of those songs you've been listening to. Oh my God. I'm pretty sure that was the Christmas Poo South Park. In case you didn't know.
I forget the name.
Okay, guys, how about saying a nice little farewell to all of our Fest Pop viewers?
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
It's Brown and Gray. Gray and Brown. Gray.
In case he made it confusing, Brown and Gray. Thank you, guys.